大家好，
老师好，
Somebody didn't say anything. 对，大家好，
老师好，
很好，谢谢大家。First of all, today we are going to say something about the test. Say some kind of the common errors in the test, which we need to refresh our mind. And then we will move to new lesson, lesson 10. How? Everybody has already, say, received the test. There are two scores again. So one is for written, the other is for oral. The second is for oral. So your final score is in a circle. Your final score is in the circle. Basically, it's very good. It's very good. But sometimes didn't get very good scores at this time for due to some kind of the reasons. Don't be frustrated. It's very natural. Next time, you work harder and you get a better score. So this test is only part of the final score. So check the syllabus. Check the syllabus. See how many percentage each test has. Basically, it's only like 30% or something. So we take all the tests, average score, and say the weight them. So finally, say by the end of the semester, you will receive, say, all these scores weighted and from the beach board. So each time when I score them, I post these scores in the beach board. So you can immediately know what kind of score you receive. Okay. But what I want to say, remind you that learning Chinese language or learning any foreign languages is not an easy job. You need to practice a lot. You need to speak out. You need to write Chinese characters again and again. As you may notice from the returned tests, I did not say deduct the scores too much from strokes, writing characters. I concentrate on grammar, right? And the second thing I concentrate on is pinyin. Pinyin is very important, but some of you are still not very familiar with the pinyin, or you can read the pinyin syllable, but when you do dictation, you do it wrong, right? So this is the difference between perception and the production. When you see it, you can produce it, you can recognize it. But when you are supposed to write them, maybe you find it difficult. So that needs more exercises. First, let's look at this one. Okay. Let's see. What kind of, say, errors can you detect? What is it? May I ask, are you Professor Wang? Of course, they are not correct. The answer, the translation of this sentence, this question is, 请问你是王老师? What is the problem of this sentence? Somebody say, ma, what does ma mean? Ma is a question marker, right? In this sentence, we need a question marker. Ma, 你是王老师吗? And then, this is the correct one. 你是王老师吗? In this sentence, some people put 您 instead of 你. Is it good? 您是王老师吗? Is it good?
Yes.
N-I-N, 您. Yes, it is also very good because 您 is honorific use of the you, plural. Okay. The second sentence I would like to show you is the word order issue. Word order. You are supposed to rearrange the word order to make a grammatically correct sentence. Look at this one. 他是学生的外语学院 in red. The sentence in red obviously is not correct. 他是学生的外语学院. The Chinese and the English, the meaning of this sentence is he is a student of the Foreign Language Institute. The word order in English is perfect. A student of the Foreign Language Institute. But when you put it in Chinese, when you say 他是学生的外语学院, is it good? Mike is shaking his head. Why it is not good?
He's saying student foreign language college.
Yes, according to Chinese, it's saying students' foreign language institute, because the function of this is very much similar to English apostrophe S, right? So what is the correct form? The correct form should be 他是外语学院的学生。他是外语学院的学生。We don't switch the order of foreign language institute and the student if you use of. In English, you put the student at the beginning of something, right? But in Chinese, we don't do that. Okay. So pay attention to this one. How to say a student of CSULB? CSULB 的学生 not 学生的 CSULB. How about say my father? 我的爸爸 not 爸爸的我 right? Okay. 好 Next sentence is I'm a foreign student from Germany. I'm a foreign student from Germany. 我是留学生的德国我是留学生的德国 The same problem occurs here. The same problem. What is the problem?
Students,
foreign students of Germany, right? So, but Germany's foreign students, the Germany's students, right? So, although in English it doesn't make too much sense because when you say foreign students, if you say Germany's foreign student, that means a student in Germany. So that's why I put from Germany, which means this person is an international student from Germany. International student is 留学生,留学生. So from Germany, off. Right. So the correct form should be, say it, 我是我是德国留学生 And you don't even need this 的我是德国留学生 That's good enough 我是中国留学生我是日本留学生我是美国留学生 That means you are an international student from a certain country Is it clear? Okay, good So any questions for the test?For pinyin, I won't talk too much because it's pretty easy. You just go there and write and practice this one. Practice pinyin. All right. So next time you know, say you know how to study, right? You have to study pinyin. You have to study character recognition. You have to study the grammar, and then the conversation among yourself. So this is basically what we are doing, say, in this.Class. After one semester, you will get used to this kind of the process. You know how to study. Oh, I wish you get a better score next time, and I believe you will do it. Okay. Lesson 10. Today we are going to talk about lesson 10. We still have, only one or two days for lesson 10, but after lesson 10, we will slow down. We have more days on one lesson. Let's look at lesson 10. The objective of this class is to ask and answer where somebody lives. Tell the address and telephone number. We have a lot to learn today. We must tell people where you live, your address, your telephone number. Okay. So you need to learn numbers, numerals, right?Second, you must be able to write 11 characters in this lesson, and you must be able to read the syllables in the same thing. Okay. The numbers we're going to learn is 1 through 10, but today you are only supposed to write 1 through 5, but you must remember how to say them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. How? Now let's see. First, let's look at this one.Let me see if it works. Okay. Let me try to get the file. Okay, let's say wait for a while the file is loaded. This is a lesson 10. First, watch this video clip and see if it works. Hey, come on. It loads and it loads. That's strange. It doesn't show.
It's a long way.
Hmm?
Question.
Yeah, please.
My geography teacher said that Beijing means
Beijing?
Hill and sea or something?
Beijing means northern capital. Shanghai means the top sea.
Oh,
okay, yeah. Shanghai means the above the sea. Because the Shanghai used to be a small fishing village. And then the mud and the sand coming from the source of the Yangtze River accumulates and the land was formed. So that's why it's called... Need to download a new software to play this clip. That's okay. Let's see, so we don't want to download today. Oh, let's see. See if we can... It can't? Oh, no. Okay, let's skip this part. I will try again later, Or you can watch it by yourself from our class website. 好, listen to me. 这是我爸爸妈妈。 You know them. You have already seen the photo, right? 这是我爸爸妈妈。他们在上海。这是我爸爸妈妈。 Pay attention to the red one, to red characters and red words. 他们在上海。Z-A-I, 在。他们在上海。这是我妈妈。 这是我爸爸，这是我太太，这是我儿子。Which one is my 儿子? Which, on the corner? The youngest, huh? Let me see. 这是我儿子。 Maybe out of battery, so the tech. Oh, you have one? Okay, I have the other battery. So backup battery. Let me see. You put on the keychain? That's good, huh? 好，这是我儿子，这是我妈妈，这是我爸爸，这是我太太，这是我太太。 So it's not very clear because of the... 好。 我儿子，我太太，我们在 Davis. Do you know Davis? In Northern California. UC Davis. 对，我们在 Davis. 你啊，这是 Davis. 这是谁？这是我弟弟。他也在上海。我爸爸妈妈在上海。他也在上海。我们在 Davis. 我们在 Davis. 这是我弟弟，这是谁？这是我朋友，对不对？这是白德明，这是我朋友白德明，他姓什么？他姓白，他叫什么？他叫白德明。他在哪里？他在 Pittsburgh。这是谁？这是我的学生。 这是我的学生。 他们在 San Francisco， 他们在三藩市。这是我的学生。好，你看这是谁？这是我。 你看上海 1953年， 这是我的表姐 这是我的表姐，这是我的表姐。我们在上海，我们在上海，这是我哈，这是我1953年。How many years old? 1953年 Seven years old. 这是我七岁哈。1953，我在上海，这是我表姐哈，她很好看，很漂亮。好 ，Let's see. Did you notice what I said? I use the verb 在 to be at somewhere. To be at somewhere. For example, I said 我在美国。What does that mean? 我在美国。That means I am in the United States. 我在美国。It's not difficult, right? So just remember.在 is the verb to be at somewhere. 在 So think about 我太太我儿子都在美国我太太我儿子都在美国 Anybody can tell me what this sentence means? 我太太我儿子都在美国 From the word please
Your wife and your son all are in America.
Perfect. 很好很好谢谢我太太我儿子都在美国 Third sentence 我爸爸妈妈在上海我爸爸妈妈在上海余正荣 can you interpret what it means now?
Your father and mother are
in Shanghai 很好谢谢对 Fourth 第四我弟弟也在上海我弟弟也在上海 I used 也 also 我弟弟也在上海 Anybody? Someone please try to explain Yes, also in 上海谢谢很好不错很好我朋友白德明在 Pittsburgh 我朋友白德明在 Pittsburgh Jesse, now can you interpret 我朋友白德明在 Pittsburgh很好谢谢 My friend 白德明 is in Pittsburgh So in English you use is in Chinese we only have one word 在 Right? In English you have two I'm sorry 我的学生在 San Francisco 我的学生在 San Francisco What does that sentence mean? 我的学生在 San Francisco好黄七香对了 My student is in San Francisco 我的学生在 San Francisco 好
Does that only mean in or does it mean live?
It's not live It's just in To be in somewhere To be in somewhere 好 Now try to answer these questions Answer these questions 好黄七香这是谁这是谁？
这是你爸爸妈妈。
很好，他们在哪里？他们在哪里 ？I said， 他们在哪里？哪？他们在哪里？哪里 ？Which means where？ 他们在哪里？他们在哪里？
他们在
这是 San Jose 这是 San Jose 这是 San Jose 好他们在 San Jose 他们在 San Jose or 他们在这是我爸爸妈妈他们在 San Jose 好你看这是谁这是谁怎么这是谁这是谁儿子太太很好这是我的爸爸妈妈太太儿子他们在哪里他们在哪里他们在哪里他们在哪里
他们在 Davis
对了 you remember it 谢谢很好他们在 Davis now try to say the word 哪里
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 哪里 which means where 哪里 two third tone but when you read it as na second, and Li, third.
So, Nar or Nari?
I'm talking about right now. We southerners from Shanghai or from Taiwan always say Nari. But people from Beijing tend to say Nar. Nar, which is the more difficult? Try it. Nar?
Nar.
Nar?
Nar.
Nari?
Nari.
Nari. Which is more difficult, tell me.
Nari is more smooth.
Nali is more smooth, you are Cantonese. How about another one? Nali, Nali or Nar? Nali, huh, Nali. Huh, we tend to say Nali. Okay, let's take a Nali. Do we have to vote? Let's take a Nali or Nar. Nar, which is easier? I think Nali is easier. But in the textbook is Nar. Two characters, one word. Nali, okay. In the textbook it's Nar. Nar. We can say Nari. Wu Zongheng, what do you say? Nari or Nar? Nari. Wang Yijiao, what do you say? Nari or Nar? Nari. See? Most people say Nari, right? So, okay. We uniquely will adopt this Nari. Everybody say Nari.
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 But remember, Nar is the same thing, right? Nari. 他们在哪里? 他们在 Davis. 他们在 Davis. 很好. 这是谁? 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 这是我弟弟, 很好, 他在哪里? 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 他在上海, 对了, 谢谢, 很好, 这是我弟弟, 他在上海, 好, 请问, 这是谁? 李正荣, 这是谁? 那是谁? 谁? 他姓什么? 叫什么? 他姓什么? 对，他是汉语老师，他是汉语老师，他姓什么叫什么？我姓谢，我叫谢天伟。你姓于，你叫于正荣。他，对了，白德明，白德明，他是不是？好，请问他在哪里？他在哪里？他在哪里？他在哪里 ？Who remembers Jesse？ 他在 Pittsburgh。Pittsburgh is an English word. It's very easy to remember. But in Chinese, we will say 匹兹堡。匹兹堡，匹兹堡，匹兹堡，是他在匹兹堡。这是我的朋友啊，这是我的朋友白德明。好，你看这是谁？孔茂田，这是谁？我的学生，很好，这是我的学生。他们在哪里？他们在哪里 ？Say it again。请再说一遍 ，louder， 三番市。孔茂田 is trying to say 三番市，很好，很好，谢谢。好，我们再说一遍，三番市。
三番市。
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 Sounds a little bit weird, right? Okay. 三番市，匹兹堡。匹兹堡。洛杉矶，洛杉矶，洛杉矶是什么？洛杉矶是什么？Los Angeles, 对，洛杉矶。That's the American names in Chinese. 好，这是我朋友白德明，他在匹兹堡。好，有没有问题 ？Any questions? 有没有问题 ？OK， 有没有问题 ？Do you have any questions? Is it clear? Very clear. Now think about yourself. I will ask you these questions. Look, I have the questions.The first one, 请问你爸爸妈妈在哪里? I want you where your parents are. 请问你爸爸妈妈在哪里? The second question I want you to ask, 请问你哥哥、弟弟、姐姐、妹妹在哪里? Now we have this 弟弟, younger brother, 哥哥, elder brother, 姐姐, elder sisters,妹妹 younger sisters. You note, we have four words for your siblings. 哥哥弟弟姐姐妹妹 Right? So, in Chinese, we have to say very clearly whether this is your elder brother or younger brother. But in English, there's only one word, brother, sister. Can you tell me why? Is it something related to cultural difference? Yeah?